Hannah Hark S. On Losing the Sense of Urgency. A play. Casting. 1. The narrator, the sensible and old. Male, fair, young, very beautiful. 2. Cadaver and Hans Hart Bowden. Male, dark, 40s, thick mustache, tall and build big but not fat, cheekbones. 3. Mr. George and Arda. Male, naked, bald, very thin, very large facial features, especially mouth. When Mr. George becomes Arda, his penis is tucked between his legs or else a prosthetic hairy vagina is attached, covering his penis. Also prosthetic breasts, perhaps clay and wet, are attached at this point. 4. Moth. Silver moth approximately 1 foot in body length. 5. The fox. Red fox, larger than average, with a tendency to change size now and again, cunning smile, very beautiful. Smaller parts. River people, majority female, including children. God, or group of god-like people. Dead bodies in open coffin scattered about Harpen Bowden's funeral parlor / workshop. Hans Albers. Played by Hans Albers circa 1959. Act 1. Lights are comfortable and low. Audience arrives. They are seated. Perhaps those with poor sight must squint slightly to see the numbers on the seats, but within a short time they feel as if they can see clearly. They relax and begin to study each other, contented. Lights remain at this comfortable low throughout the pre-act sequence. There is a raggedy red velvet curtain closed, with a rough rectangle torn from the very bottom right. The moth clings to the curtain a while as audience arrives. The moth is somewhere near the middle top left of the curtain. Relaxed and slow, it flies beautiful hither and thither, resting a moment on the ground, then in some fold of the curtain. After some comfortable movement and a long rest low down on the curtain, the moth pisses a long, thick stream. Piss soaks the curtain, puddles on the stage and drips some way down the front of the stage. This catches the attention of any audience members who have not been watching him play. He rests until incident feels forgotten, long and unashamed. The very relaxed mood returns. The attention of some audience members may again be lost. Through the torn opening, a shrike bird quietly emerges. Its gaze flicks fast and alert, but the bird remains close to the opening. The moth does not appear to have noticed the bird. The moth flies content down to the ground, unintentionally avoiding the piss, followed apparently unknowingly by the shrike's eyes. The moth crawls slow and aimless along the front of the curtain, a reasonable distance, passing eventually the shrike's guarded opening. The shrike observes, leisurely. Suddenly strikes. But immediately mid-movement is caught in the grasp of a bony hand, which flicks through the tear in the curtain and instantly pulls the bird back inside. This series of movements is carried out at lightning speed. Blink and you miss. The moth is apparently nonplussed and reinstates the lazy mood, crawling slowly back through the gap. Blackout.